to give a very short shiur about the importance of Talmud Torah, just the beginning of it. Want to point out a couple of very important points. Number one, the Rambam says, depending on your girsa, he says Hilchos Talmud Torah. He says Yesh bichlalan shtei mitzvot aseh. Right? It's always important when you're learning the Rambam to look at what's called the koteret, the top part. Okay? And here, a lot of times he's defining the mitzvah over here. Now what he doesn't say here also, which is pointed out, is he doesn't say the lotases over here. Normally he says there's a couple of mitzvahs ases, a couple of mitzvahs lotases. Okay? So we always, just look at everything we learn, we have to look at what's being said and what's not being said. What's not being said is there's a lotase. There's a lotase that says, pen yasur levavcha, that a pen is a lav, which, like, for example, the mitzvah, the Sefer Yerayim, and others learned it as a lotase based on the Ramban. There's a Ramban in Sefer Dvarim that there's a whole mitzvah of lotasuru, not to forget. What'd you say? We are in Perek Aleph, the beginning. So what I'm first saying, what he doesn't say, which is interesting, and you have to figure that out. Okay, he doesn't talk about the mitzvah lotase to, you know, either to not forget the revelation experience, the Decalogue, the Aseret HaDibrot, and what Hashem gave us, everything of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh at Har Sinai, and also the learning of the Torah not to forget. There's a mitzvah not only of, we're going to say about learning Torah, there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, right? You have a basic mitzvah to know things, to learn. Okay? But what does he say? What he does say is Rishona, it's Lomo Torah. And Shnia is L'chabed Melamdeh V'yodeh. Some have a girsa of L'chabed Chachamim, if you look at the Minyan HaMitzvos. So two things. Number one, it says Lomo Torah. Okay? But if you even read Halacha Aleph, it says Nashim Avadim. I don't know about your girsa. What do you have over there? Nashim Avadim? Do you have a Ketanim? Right, so I don't have a Ketanim here in the Frankel edition. Just Nashim Va'avadim Peturim Mitalmud Torah. Aval Katan Aviv Chayav Lilamdo Torah Shremar V'limadetem Otam Et B'neichem L'daber Bam V'ina Yisha Chayav L'lamed Et B'nak Shekol Chayav L'mor Chayav L'lamed. So just even within Halacha Aleph, we raise some very fundamental questions for ourselves. We just said that the first mitzvah was Lomod Torah. Then what does he start off with? Not within your gear. So Mr. Levine, within my gear, so he talks about what? Exceptions. Number one, the first question is he starts off with exceptions, which is weird. It's weird because he talks about exceptions, but a lot of times those exceptions are only later on after you've defined what it is. Once you've defined what it is, then you talk about exceptions. That's number one. What? Right? A little bit like you, that what? With what? The eighth effects are, like, I have to, like, be awake.
That's the end of the sentence.
Right? So the question, like, well, what's going on with the exceptions? Number two, what does he say? Not according to Levine's gear, so. Aval katan aviv chayav lilamdo Torah. I thought the mitzvah is to learn Torah. All of a sudden, he's telling me what? The mitzvah of, what is he talking about?
Teaching
Torah. Right, and he continues in Halacha Beis. Kishem she'adam chayav l'lamed et b'no. Just like a father has to teach his son. Kachu chayav l'lamed et ben b'no. Your grandson. Shenemar v'odatam l'vanecha v'livnei v'anecha. V'lo b'no ben b'no b'van. Not only your children and grandchildren. Hele mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham b'Yisrael. L'lamed et kol ha'talmidim. All the students. Afa b'sheinan b'nav. Shenemar v'shinamtam l'vanecha. Mipi ha'shmo alamdu that b'necha is your talmidim. Shatamidim kriim banim shenemar v'yitzu b'nei anevim. Im kein lama nitztavu al b'no ben b'no. If I have to teach everybody, so why am I commanded about my children and my grandchildren? Says the Rambam, you have to have priorities. First and foremost, you got to have your children and your grandchildren. Lagdim b'no l'ben b'no. First your child, then your grandchild. Ben b'no l'ben chaveru, to your next door neighbor. And the Rambam seemingly has another nafkamin in Halacha Gimel that says you have to hire chayav l'skor melamed libno lelamdo, but you're not chayav lelamed ben chaviru al b'chinam. The concept of when I have to help out my friend's child, that I could do, I don't have to do that for free, right? I have to pay, as opposed to teaching your child. So that might be the nafkaminas. But there are two major questions here. Number one, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to learn, or is the mitzvah to teach? And furthermore, the Rambam seems to say it's one mitzvah. If you look at Rav Sajja Gaon and the Bahag, they say it's two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, like I think before coming to the shir, or if you remember sitting with me, some of you who sat with me, I usually discuss this concept, because it's a very strong concept that I believe in. A lot of people feel when I encourage people to like write up Divrei Torah or the Chaburas, they say, I don't want to continue helping out other people. I want to, work on my things. You know, it takes too much time, somebody told me. It takes too much time to write up the Chabura, right? I have so many other things to do. And part of that comes with the message that they're two separate things. I have to focus on myself, because that's one mitzvah of Limud Torah. And then you have the mitzvah of teaching. But the Rambam here seems to say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is what? It's true, you have to learn. But to be able to learn, really to learn, you know what you have to do? You have to teach. Right? That part and parcel of the mitzvah of learning is to be able to give over to other people. Now, that's why we're and if that's true, like we said, number one, we're shocked. Why are we starting off as an exemption? You know, part of the exemption is because you're so shocked. Because the Talmud Torah is something so fundamental, why are people exempt? Right? Very hard. And that's a sugya we will deal with about, let's say, women being exempt. Why exactly? What's the scope of how much they're actually exempt nowadays with all the modern contemporary, with the Migdaloses and the MMYs and the Shalavims and Bravinders, or to give it properly, Midrash Lindemann, to give credit where credit's due. To understand what it's about, okay? But that's first what was pointed out. Now, the next part is that you're chayav, meaning as opposed to Levine's girsa, which says that ketanim are also pater, and then what are we talking about? We're talking about chinuch. Which is weird, because we're talking about Talmud Torah here, we're not talking about chinuch. There's two separate mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of chinuch. With the girsa the Frankel edition makes a lot more sense, and that's because we're talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And there, the next part we always want to know is, what's the source? And here, as I said, I wanted to give a short shir today. It's interesting that the source is what? In Halacha Aleph, it's Vilimadetem Otam et Bneichem Ladaber Bam. Now, if you looked at Halacha Beis, Vishinamtam Levanecha, and the point is we have a Sifrei, a Halachic Midrash, that says that what? Banecha Elu Talmidecha. Right? But the simple Pashtan, which a lot of people, we were talking about reading the Psukim within the Gemara yesterday, we were talking about that both of them say the word banim. You know, why does the Rambam, why does Chazal, right? There's a Pnei Yeshua asked this question in Kiddush, and also I want to bring up two answers today. But why Labriut? Why does it say Vilimaratim? Why is the source of Vilimaratim Otamet Bneichem Ladaber Bam? Why not Vishimam Tovecha? Why did Chazal choose that? Thoughts, anybody? Yeah. Okay, and therefore, so why? That's not part of the chiv.
The actual chiv is the limaritim, and then the shenatim is you should teach him. Like, once you teach him the basic of the limaritim, then you should do shenatim, which is like a
Good, and therefore what?
And so the main of the main.
So why would that not be the main chiv also? The shenatim.
The main chiv is not just teach him all halachic in general.
Concept of Shinam that there should be Chudad and Picha. So one answer, what you just said, from the Grizz, from Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, says based on what you just said, is that Limud is the Limud Pashat, right? And that a regular father who hasn't come to Yeshiva HaKotel can teach a son, that can be an expectation. But Vishinantem, which is Mechudadim B'Picha and Kol HaTorah Kula, that you can't expect every single father to know like that. And therefore Chazal said that must be talking about a Talmid Chacham or a Rav that can make sure that it's Mechudad and Mepich. That's one answer based on the difference in wording between Vimin Maritem and Vishinantem. Another answer. And the significance. Why is the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah from Vimin Maritem as opposed to Vishinantem? What do you got? What do we think? What's the difference? Right, one is pashtus and one's a drasha. So another answer, which Rav Simon brings down, which I thought was pretty amazing, is we know that Chazal told us in many places, says, Ulekachtem Lachem, which is what? By Lulav, that should be a Lekicha for every single person. Right? It doesn't say, Ulekachta Lecha, but it says, Ulekachtem Lachem. Right? For example, Usvartem Lachem, by Sfira Sa'omar. What is it? Shetehe Sfira Lakol Echad Vechad. And therefore, that's according to the Deya that says there's no Shema Ka'one by Sfira Sa'omar. But by Yovel, for example, it says V'saparta lecha on the individual. It's going on Bezdin. Therefore, limaritem, which is what? What's limaritem? In the plural. So that's literally on the sentence. Every single she'elimu lekol echad ve'echad. But v'shinamtam livanecha, which is the language of yachid, right? That's on yachidim. Right? So when it says v'li maritem, it's every single father. There's no such thing. A one fundamental chiyuv is what? Every single father has to teach a son. No, now, you might not know, and that's where Halacha Gimel comes, that you got to hire a malam. But every single person. As opposed to v'shinamtam, which is a lashon yachid, v'shinamtam levanecha, right? That's going on the Beis Din, that each chacham has to, whatever you can, to come and teach the Talmidim. It's one other piece that very, very important, I think, which is very important in our world, that Rav Tzicki, the Ram and Shir Aleph, always points out, within the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, it's v'limadetem otamet b'neichem. You could have just said, v'limadetem otamet b'neichem. The Rambam adds the next two words, l'daber bam. What's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is not, okay, does anybody have a Dvar Torah? Like something that's so secondary to what our normal conversation is. And this is a big paradigm shift, because look, there are very important things in the world. Family and parnasah, they're very important things that are values to us. But what we have to continue working on is making sure that Talmud Torah is an important value. The chiyuv is l'daber bam. That what do you have to do? You have to be speaking about it. It can't just be when you're in the Beis Medrash, when you happen to be 18 years old, right? The daber bums, you're walking around and you see something on the subway that you have a question. That's when you WhatsApp your chavrusa. You call, you send an email to your tati, if you have a kasha, right? This is something that's not, that's part and parcel of our tudat zehut, of understanding that's part of, when we say it every single night, kiyem chayinu v'yerachemein. Right? It's not just something to like put a V to check. I want to make sure that my table is not a table of Zivchei Mesim. Therefore, what am I going to do? I'll make sure to print up an internet Dvar Torah. Right? Without Zilzo, because I think it's important that people print up the internet Dvar Torah if they're not having that set time. Very, very important is that the Chiyuv is L'daber Bam. To continue talking about it. To continue. It's part of our conversation. Right? Whether it's in Shnayim Mikra, whether it's in Daf Yomi, and for us right now, it's within Baba Kam. It's part of our Neumar conversation. It's not only talking about the bulls that they lost, but it's also talking about, just as important, and I'll have the chutzpah to say, even more important, to be able to talk about what the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is, what is this relevance to my life, etc., etc. Okay? So please, God, we'll continue next time within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, also in our sugyas, as the reason why we have it, just why I even discussed this for a while, is not only to know what it is, but it's to continue not even re-energizing, but hopefully deepening your understanding of the different levels of Talmud Torah. That's going to come with both learning, but also with thinking about why I learn. What's so important for me to be learning? Not only because I'm in yeshiva, but what's going to happen when I have a job, and what's going to happen all these times? Am I going to be kovei yitim Torah? Am I going to be getting up early? Am I going to be giving a shir to my kihilai? Even if I'm not a rabbi and I'm a lawyer, that's all good. Doctor, real estate, I don't care. The question comes back to, where do you see yourself? And part of that comes when you're making these decisions to think deeply about what Talmud Torah is. From